Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 15. Jesus said to them, "Watch out! Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." Money doesn't make you rich. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. One lazy summer day, Lucas closed his eyes and dreamed, "If I was rich, if I was a millionaire, what would I buy?" Have you ever dreamed the same? If you had $1 million, what would you do with them? Would being rich change you? Would being rich make for a better life and a better you? One time, a man asked Jesus to help settle an argument he was having with his brother about money. The man was dreaming that same dream as Lucas. "If I was rich," he hoped Jesus would take his side. Jesus felt sad that the only reason the man was interested in talking with him was to help him get his money, as though that's the best that Jesus could do for him. So he told him a story about another rich man, whose only worry in life was where he would place all his stuff. "This is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barn and build bigger ones," he dreamed. "Bigger barns aren't bad, but when barns get so big in our hearts that we can't see God behind them, Jesus warns, 'Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life doesn't consist in the abundance of possessions.'" Jesus didn't want to be a go-between for two arguing brothers. He had something more important to share: himself. Money doesn't make you rich, but Jesus does. Go ahead and dream, not if you were rich, but you are rich. Take all the money of the world, bring it all together, pile it up into a pile as tall as the highest mountain, and it won't even make a drop in the bucket compared to the spiritual riches we have through Jesus. What's the difference between spiritual riches and the world's riches? Ask yourself, which one ends and which one will never end? Which one did Jesus shed his blood for? We've all dreamed the dream of Lucas, to be rich beyond our wildest dreams. We've also been the man who only wanted Jesus to give us a wealthy life. But money doesn't make us rich. Jesus does. He won on the cross, and now we can trade our riches for his. And though it may look like failure here on earth, the riches in heaven will be as big as Christ is. Don't dream of it. Believe in him. We give thanks for heavenly riches. Thank you, Jesus, for leaving the riches of heaven to give your life for us. Because you left your crown for the cross and your throne for the grave, we are fools to the world, but millionaires in heaven. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.